I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears reportedly goes after Justin Timberlake in her new memoir. Oh, it looked like you were going
to
say something.
No, I'm trying to figure out, like, What else she got to say?
She got a lot to say because her new memoir, The Woman in Me, comes out on October 24th. And a source is telling Us Weekly that Justin's not going to be happy and that Britney is going after him hard. And also a second insider is reporting that she's excited but nervous, obviously, because she's releasing her first book. She's not trying to skewer anyone, the source also said, but she's just going to relay the facts from her perspective. So it'll be very interesting to see what her perspective is, because from what I understand is there's a little bit of a misunderstanding as to who cheated on who in that relationship.
That's what I have heard. So if you think about it, when Britney and Justin broke up, it was the accusation that she cheated with dancer Wade Robson, who's a really big choreographer, did NSYNC and all that. And then JT released Cry Me a River with the Britney lookalike, iconic song, iconic video. So basically, like, it was almost a PR smear campaign, but it was an artist's creative outlet. So everyone loved it. So I'll be interested to hear her side of the story, because there have been rumors that JT was the one who stepped out on Britney. But who did it first? Like, was it at the same time? Was she first? And then he did it as revenge.
How old were these guys when this was going on? Was that 22, 23 years old, right?
Something like that. Younger than that, I feel like. Yeah. I want to say they were like in their late, like 19, 20.
Yeah. Gosh, they were super young.
You don't need to have integrity in your relationship till your mid-20s.
Not until the frontal lobe is developed.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see it, mainly because it'll be interesting to hear Britney's perspective from a ghostwriter's point of view as well, just hearing it articulated in a very different way. But yeah, I'm excited. It drops in 12 days. Set your calendars. Okay, Billie Eilish says one of her songs is the stupidest songs in the world.
See every Black Eyed Peas song.
But they're so catchy.
Right.
This is a question I wish I could ask all my favorite artists, because I know that there's one song that they've put out that they just hate performing, that just grinds their gears. Obviously, I want to ask Taylor Swift this question because I know the answer would be me, exclamation point, but I'm sure there's other ones.
I think Pink said something last week also. It was a... Did she do this something from a SpongeBob movie or something?
Yeah, she did a song called something about getting scurvy, and we could play it. But it was on an episode of SpongeBob, and she said that she really regrets doing that. And granted, she's a great songwriter, great performer. I saw her at Music Midtown, and I could see how all the acrobatics and the aerial silks that she does, they really put the SpongeBob music to shame,
right.
Obviously. Okay, this is really exciting. Okay, Barbie stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling could be starring in a new movie together. Apparently, they're working on an Ocean's 11 prequel. Mm-hmm. It's being directed by Jay Roach, who also directed Austin Powers. And it's going to be set in 1960s Europe, which is going to be so beautiful. If it sounds a little Rat Packy to you, it's because the original Ocean's 11, again, a Rat Pack-led movie with Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin. And it is the first Oceans franchise film to come out since Oceans 8 in 2018. So I'm very excited.
So what is it, if it's going to be like set in the 60s and like a prequel, is it going to be like Oceans 2?
No, I think it's literally just going to be called Oceans 11, but maybe as a prequel. I don't know. We don't have the title yet, but I'm just pumped that, because you know when Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone were starring in all those movies together, that to me was like the closest thing that we had to like those big movie stars who would just star in different films from back in the day. So it's nice to see that while maybe he's not doing them with Emma Stone anymore, he's got Margot Robbie.
Women don't care. So long as he's on a movie screen, they don't care who.
Just take off your shirt. Travis Scott is having a little bit of tour problems because some of his tickets are selling for as little as $7. People have been looking at his tour that is that just kicked off in Charlotte, and some of the tickets have dropped so low in price that they were originally like around $109, and now they're going for as cheap as $7.
Dang. Wow.
Which I think makes a lot of sense if you see all those headlines about Astroworld, who's really getting geared up and excited to go to a Travis Scott show. But I would like to think that after that experience, his team has learned better and it's going to be a much safer experience.
So I was wondering when I read the story this morning if this was some kind of media slant. Now, does he have like a section that he sets off each and every concert for those that can't afford a $100 ticket?
As far as I can tell from the story that I read, no. It's just like the price is just... plummeted.
Okay, because I was almost wondering, like, I could see people taking, like, him really trying to do something good so everybody could go, and then spinning it to something really ugly.
No, it looks like it's not even, like, selling out to that extent. So.
I trust no headline. No people.
He confronted a fan after they rushed the stage towards him. More on this scary MGK altercation on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.